especially for such a time as this. Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Elion, God Most High. Lord, we lift you up today and we praise your holy name. Holy Spirit, show us the truth today, and the truth will set us free. Amen. We say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Would you say that with me? We say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. I have been obedient to read to you the prophetic scriptures, and for those of you of the prophetic and apostolic, those scriptures have echoed in your hearts, because Almighty God gave you those scriptures in your most intimate moments with Him, in the secret place of the Most High. That is why they mean something to you. They take your breath away. They echo inside you, and you know that you know that you know that you know your God is talking to you. I give that prophetic call out to you now, for there is someone under the sound of my voice. You are older in life, and one day when you were younger, you saw the works of the Lord, and you said, I would like you to use me that way, Lord. That was a seed of godly desire sown in your heart years ago. And now God says to you, speak to the dry bones of that seed. Speak to the dry bones of your heart's desire with God's word. God's word gives life. God says in His Word, in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. His prophetic word says to you now, if you will receive it, speak to the dry bones of your heart's desire. Now, if that person is you, would you say amen? I speak to all of us now, dare to speak and prophesy God's word, God's scripture that He has given you over your life. Dare to talk about the desires of your heart for the Lord. Dare to build sinews and muscles on the dry bones of the seed of your desire to please the Lord. As you talk to God about them, as you pray about them, allow God's Holy Spirit to breathe life into them until they stand up in reality and become a mighty, great army. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 says, your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. I speak to you, those in whom the word has fallen on good ground. For to him who has more, more will be given. That's in Mark chapter 4, verse 25. You carry much, so you desire to bear much. Let us truly pray. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer, God's word. Can we pray scripture now, lest we forget? I pray for my memory, so you do likewise, even if the words don't coordinate or match. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord told me to repeat a scripture that you know, so that you will, lest you forget, was his words. Lest we forget to repeat those old, good old backbone scriptures that he has put in our hearts. And I declare Jesus is worthy of all praise and all worship and all glory. I declare, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord Jesus, show us the truth. Let us know the truth, so that the truth can set us free. I pray that you will hear the word of God today. Why do I always make the declarations of God's word over you? Because the Lord knows that we constantly listen to negative words that ungodly and godly people say over us and to us. That is why some of Jesus' last words were that they might know. Father, that they might know. And that is why we have to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Child of God, may I encourage you, for such a time as this, do not get tied up, do not get bound up in the nonsensicalities of this world. Now, I just made up that word, nonsensicalities, because a lot of nonsense can get us tied up. Choose your activities well. Choose who you minister to. Choose who you pour your oil out on. Teach others how to get oil for themselves. The five foolish did not know how to get oil for themselves. And Jesus said, go and make disciples, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. That's Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Run into the arms of Jesus, child of God. Run into his arms, knowing that Jesus loves you. We have so much to look forward to. Right now, there are signs in the heavens of God. Planets are coming to alignment. They say black holes are opening up. New planets are suddenly being seen. Man cannot move planets, but God can. The heavens belong to God, so I can talk about them. I do know that Scripture says there will be signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. May I encourage you to pray about things rather than gossip about things. Draw on the love of Jesus. Draw from the love of Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, beautiful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, we just praise you. We glory in you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let Jesus be seen in us. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say thank you, Jesus? I give you my heart. Would you say that with me? I give you my life. Now, I encourage you to get on your knees and pray. Talk to Jesus and be good to you. Treat yourself good. You know, we truly live in exciting times, and the Lord has given me a prayer for such a time as this. May I share it with you? This prayer begins, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that all willful workers of wickedness be removed from positions of power, prominence, and prestige. Open the eyes of those being deceived and place people who stand for your righteous cause in the high places of government and influence. Amen. Hallelujah. So I say to you, child of God, you have been made complete in Christ, because Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says, you have been filled in him who is the head over every ruler and authority. I declare you have been raised up in Christ, because Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And I declare that your life is hidden with Christ in God, because Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You can declare that Christ is your life, and you will be revealed with him in glory, because Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him. You can declare God loves me and has chosen me, because 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4 says, we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you. The more we embrace these truths from Scripture about who we have become in Christ, the more stable, grateful, and fully assured we will be in this world. And right now, may I ask, if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you would like to do so, would you join me in these few words? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I come to you now, for I have sinned. I admit I have sinned and I am a sinner. And I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. So I repent right now. I turn away from my sins and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. And I declare over you now, Scripture, I read to you his psalm that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and fortress of my life. Whom shall I dread? Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rises against me, even in this I am confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful loveliness and majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. Child of God, be blessed. Child of God, keep standing. Child of God, keep worshipping. Keep lifting up his word. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.